Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What you're about to hear is not for the faint of heart. This is the place where we howl at the moon. And the moon howls back. Welcome to the secret of St. Kilda.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife. It's much smaller than you had made it out to be in your mind. It's lighter than expected. The soft leather grip seems warm, familiar. You get the strange sense that it could have come from your own kitchen drawer and you might not remember. But this is no kitchen. The large, cavernous walls of this ancient chamber, lit by flickering flame, seem to shift, mocking the unassuming blade in your hand with their self-importance. The scent of blood has mixed with the scent of your own fear. Your hands feel slick and damp.
It's okay if you want to stop.
He's come this far. He's one of us now.
You're ready. Finish the sacrifice.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
St. Kilda sits isolated, a small refuge sequestered in the cold reaches of the North Sea. Her fog-covered foothills hide secrets both old and new. Some are remembered by those who carve out a living on her strange shores, but most of them are forgotten, waiting to be discovered. This morning, however, the milk delivery is late.
Aye, it's fair dreek out there today, hey Mary?
You're no kidding. I swear, this wee house gets further away every day.
Don't forget my sugar.
I know, Mary. Milk, no sugar for me. Too much milk and sugar for you. I can make a cup of tea without assistance, you know.
Ah, yes. But that does make you a wee bit of a special case in this town. Angelique made me a couple at last week's ladies' group and I honestly thought she was trying to poison me. Poor thing is out of practice, being a spinster for so long.
Mary, she's a lovely woman who runs a lovely shop.
The only shop.
And I'm sure if you asked her nicely, she'd stop trying to murder you.
Well, I'm sure if you asked, she'd do anything.
Oh, it's so nice to have a well-dressed man in the community.
How many bottles of whiskey has she slipped into your shopping basket now?
Enough that if I drank them all, I wouldn't still be here by nightfall.
Oh, but you're not even here now, because...
Because?
Because?
Because this whole conversation is a terrible dream from which I will soon wake?
No.
But the cup feels so real.
You have to guess.
But I've not even finished my morning tea yet, Mary.
Take another sip, then guess.
I've decided to dream I'm lactose intolerant, so I never have to guess anything again.
Oh, you're no fun. Because you're dead.
Shame. I was feeling all right when I went to bed.
Oh, we are a comedian this morning, aren't we? Check the paper.
Well, let's take a wee look, eh?
You'll need to put your glad rags on tonight. Not everyone gets to attend their own wake, you know.
Well, I believe the person is usually there, if not in spirit. But aye, I guess it is a cause for celebration.
Page 13, I think.
You're right, Mary. I'm dead.
I mean, only on paper. Even I don't have the power to kill a man with just a newspaper.
That's a deeply concerning thing for a pensioner to say at 8:30 in the morning.
We all get a new start here, dear. Forgiveness is a beautiful thing. And Andromeda insisted that we make it easy for you to stay. Something about issues on the mainland. You never said.
I try not to. Leave the past where it is and all that. Anyways, that's my private business.
I know, Pitt. It doesn't have to come with you, and neither do I. Oh, I've got to pop in at the Macintosh's before lunch. Oh, you can keep that, though.
Yeah? Is it traditional to frame one's obituary? Or is that considered gauche?
I'm not sure I bother. I mean, no offence, but it's a bit wee.
And that's coming from you?
She isn't wrong, though. There is your whole life in ink. A paltry 3 lines. Lachlan McGregor, survived by his wife and 1 daughter. Died, age 46. It was brief, but there would be a follow-up. After all, in a previous life, you were a wanted man.
Dubrock created the night, wove the sky, and... something death?
Death and the seas to swallow.
Swallow them up when their toils were over. Dad would be disappointed.
No, you're just putting a lot of pressure on yourself over this. Maybe we should just call it off and do it when you're a bit better rested.
When might that be? And I put pressure on myself, Matthias, because it's my duty to get it right.
Then you will. It's in your blood, Andromeda. I'm just not sure the shadows are leaning the right way on this one.
He appeared on our doorstep and has done everything he's been asked. It's more than fate. Besides, the preparations have already been made.
Tell me about it. Arranging to disappear someone gets harder every year.
Yeah, signing Georgie's friend up for the Coast Guard was one of your better ideas.
You're most welcome. Plenty more where that came from. I know we've already put all the pieces in place, but something about him just feels off. He's not like us. He's too friendly almost.
I don't need you to be his best friend. I just need you to trust me. Trust the plan.
I do. I just want to make sure he's earned all this leeway you're giving him. You're just too kind to these lost souls, I guess.
I'm really not. Can we discuss this later? I have to practice and rest before the wake.
Of course. I mean, how are you? Really?
Tired.
I can help you get ready if you like. Your dad gave me his stew recipe and I've been perfecting it and...
I can handle it. Thank you, but it's all in hand.
Right. I'm only trying to help.
I know you are.
You know, if you had a husband, you wouldn't have to do all this by yourself. And
Matthias.
And you're going to need more help now. And I can provide for you. I know I wasn't always there with your dad and all that, but I'm a good man. And I can take care of everything.
You're an invaluable help.
And I love being your right hand. But I could be more if you gave us a chance.
Matthias!
Knock, knock. Annie, you in there?
Auntie Annie!
Harry!
Not interrupting anything official, are we?
Well...
Matthias was just leaving.
Sure. Just think about it. Nice to see you too, Harry.
Oh.
Auntie, guess what?
Harry. What is it?
Matting that, Auntie.
Matting that, Husky. You have been working hard on your schoolwork.
He's been practicing all morning, haven't you, Scamp?
Uh-huh. And I'm going to write a song for Mr. Dubrac. Do you think he'd like that?
I am sure Dubrac would cherish such a gift, and I can't wait to hear it.
Harry, remember what I said on the way here?
It's medicine day.
So, why don't you take a biscuit up to the playroom and work on your song, okay? Annie, the pens are still up there, yeah?
Of course.
Perfect. And once Mama and Auntie are done with the medicine, we can all see the song together, okay?
Okay, Mama.
I said a biscuit, Harry. One.
I was never going to eat them all anyway.
He's growing up to be a right little rascal.
Wonder where he gets that from. Not from his dad, that's for sure.
Ouch. Again, Annie?
Again. He means well. And he does take care of things.
Doesn't he just? Never mind him. Let's see how you're getting on.
It's getting worse, isn't it? I can feel it spreading.
It's not so bad. Your shoulders are even starting to heal over. Nothing a little bit of cream can't soothe.
Sure, that's what Mother and Grandmother were missing. Little bit of Savlon.
If you weren't my patient, I would think you were rude. And besides, it's Savlon with herbs in it.
Sure.
Does it hurt?
Not too much more than usual. But yes, it feels like hot needles. Or, you remember that summer when Mal was here? Like that. A bad sunburn.
Your dad always blamed me for that one. He'd tell you that Dubrac never gives us more than we can handle. Pass me that mallow root.
It feels like there's less and less of us, huh? Even before Molly. There were way more of us then, right? Place was crawling with kids.
Well, Harry and I have done our bit. It's ready to go on now, Annie.
Sure, talking of father, I've been going back through the old journals, looking for something they missed, or some help, I guess. Their experiences are so visceral, direct, maybe. Mine feel so pale. I feel like I'm just hearing echoes. I'm responsible for everyone and I think I'm screwing it up.
Annie.
What if it doesn't work, Naya?
It's going to work because it is his will. Now, you are going to take your medicine. And I am going to be with you every step of the way. Dubrac has a plan for us, dear heart, and you will be here to see it. Besides, you can't leave Matthias in charge. He's got the spiritual sensitivity of a pancake.
Yeah.
Dubrac would want us to be punctual, Andromeda.
Not that it matters. The scheduling alone would kill us before the apocalypse arrived.
This feels like what we need, right? We just have to trust.
I can feel it too. Whatever you and Dubrac need, you know you just have to ask. Right, you're done.
Actually, I do need to ask.
Anything?
Angelique, I need to see tonight's requisitions. It's urgent. Angelique!
Hey, calm. Calm, Matthias. She's not here. It's just me.
But it's her responsibility. Where is she?
Honestly, no idea. She did say something about being dressed for the gods and asked me to at the shop this afternoon. So? So here I am. I am being a good neighbor, Matthias.
Yes, it's very community-minded of you, Sasha, but I expect her to fulfill her own responsibilities and not go gallivanting about.
Well, you know Miss Angelique. She never turns down a party.
She never turns down anything. Get me the manifest, please, Sasha, for tonight.
I don't know where they are. It's not my shop.
Look, I brought them in this morning on the boat. They should be in the office.
You mean Angelique's office? And she will be back at some point. Maybe you'll return then?
The keys are in the second drawer. Go get them.
All right. Fine. I trespass in Angelique's office for you. To find very important papers.
I'm on a schedule, Sasha.
I always on a schedule. Yes. Move to Tiny Island, he says. Relax and have good life. Live on your own time. Doesn't even snow properly.
And bring the post!
One item at a time, Matthias. Bring papers, bring letters. What's next? Food for a small Mary's cat?
Do you have it?
I am looking!
This is the world's smallest shop, Sasha. How hard can it be?
Oh, you want to shop somewhere else? Ha! You can't. Oh, finally. Okay, I have it. The manifest, yes. There is no letter for you, and you cannot have any cat food.
Cat food? And no. I want to see all the post, every single scrap of mail.
All the post?
It's my duty, Sasha. Andromeda has specifically requested I be given it.
She's the boss. This is all of it.
Thank you. This is all fine. No, definitely not. These are coming with me. These go into the bin.
Bin?
Sasha.
Oh, you are the boss also.
Did that new fellow, McGregor, not get any mail? Has he tried to send any?
No. Maybe he doesn't like to write.
He's not contacted anyone since he arrived.
Is that concerning?
Well, he's not really one of us, is he? He's a stranger.
Well, not after tonight, and Andromeda seems to trust him okay.
Yes, well, outsiders can be very deceitful. I just want to make sure that he's being honest with us, and that he deserves a place in our family. Don't you?
I guess.
You know what? Maybe he needs to be tested. Where's Robbie now?
Last time I checked, I was only his husband, not his keeper. But I expect he's in the top fields with Georgie.
Perfect.
Are you going to haze the new Lockie?
Thank you, Sasha. I'll be heading on now. Lots to do before tonight.
And please don't get my Rob into trouble. Georgie, I couldn't care less.
An awful debility, a lessened utility, a loss of mobility is a strong possibility. In all probability, I'll...
Oh aye, we clean up all right. What a change, eh? Oh, I don't know how the fella who built this could even piss in this tiny bloody bathroom, never mind shave. Oh, damn! Oh, what I wouldn't give for a bathroom with a mirror. Or a bloody barber. Oh, ouch. Oh, well, I guess, Loki, old pal, you gave it all up, huh? Oh, welcome to the quiet life. Or the afterlife, I guess. Oh, now, where is that towel? Oh, yes. Ah, you look like a new man now, eh? A better man. Oi, Georgie, you got a license for that?
Sorry, birthday boy. How about me and my little brother make it up to you with a lift?
Yeah, jump in, mate.
Ah, I don't want to cramp your style, you know. I'll just keep on tottering down on my lonesome, if that's all right.
Ah, you can't do that. It's a special night. And he deserves special treatment, doesn't he, Robbie?
Ooh, which boy might stress himself out with that long walk?
Ah, gotta make sure you're safe and on time, eh?
One of us. One of us. Get in!
Ah, come on, lads. This isn't optional, is it?
Not even a little.
Be gentle.
Haha, not how it works, mate.
Uh-huh. Bag him!
Hey, come on! Come on!
Where is he?
I told you, he's not coming. We never should have invited him.
It's not even time yet. You got a train to catch, Matthias.
It's just a representation of how seriously he's taking it. All of this takes organisation and hard work. He's wasting Andromeda's time, never mind everyone else's.
Oh, aye. Everyone's really suffering here in his absence. He'll be here.
Of course he will be. Trust.
I trust he's going to be late.
He's just nervous. He's come a long way in 6 months. Really adapted to our way of life. I know he's a little bit too smooth, but I believe he honestly wants this.
I guess we'll see. But if he's late, I'm calling this whole thing off. Your permission, Andromeda.
I'm sure he'll be here in good time.
Grab his legs, Robbie.
Oh, come on, man. Oh, shit.
See, it's not personal.
That's too easy,
man. I think of it like a wedding.
Yeah, you're all joining our family. And we got to make sure that you're going to be a good little brother.
Make sure you're ready to commit. Make sure you're right for the island.
Make sure you're humble.
All right, slowly now. Now, a little bird told me that you're a liar and a thief. We didn't believe him, did we, bruv?
No. We believe him. Oh, Loki. Can't be.
But then I got to thinking. Me and the lads. We're just simple local boys. What do we know about your highfalutin mainland ways?
What if he fooled us, Georgie? What if he's not really in it?
Exactly, Robbie. So we want to give you a chance. Prove yourself and become one of the gang, for real.
Don't look down, Loki.
Awfully kind of you, lad. Oh, my.
Nothing comes without a little bit of sacrifice, eh?
The wind rushes to your newly exposed face and threatens to tip you over the edge of the cliff you're precariously balanced on. Below it, it's impossible to tell.
What are you going to do, Georgie?
We're going to throw you over, mate. Debrak saves those who deserve it. Don't he, Rob?
Don't he just...
What'd you say, Loki? You really sure you want to join?
You know what, actually? Yeah. See, Georgie? I think you like a bit of a laugh. Bit of mischief keeps everyone on their toes, eh?
Oh, aye.
But kill a man in front of baby brother Robbie? Nah. I don't see it. So I'm gonna take a leap of faith on you, Georgie boy.
See you on the other side, lads.
leap of faith. What a load of wank.
Oh, God. That was the best one we've ever done. Even better than Marco fainting.
Nice speech, Lockie, my man, but I'm afraid you're full of crap, mate.
Yeah, you got me. Very funny. What are you feeding these guys?
St. Kilda's best, my friend. The most pungent pig pit in the world.
Oh, God. A world record to be proud of, I'm sure. Now, would you pull me out? Matthias will have my balls on his mantelpiece if I'm late.
Sorry, mate. You passed our test, but he don't think you're ready.
So? Andromeda asked me to come.
Yeah, Matthias is a bit of a dick. Don't worry, though. We won't do this to you next year.
What do you mean, next year? I'm ready!
Sure, but you'll never make it now. It's a long way around the base to get back up the hill. It's all right. You just blame it on us.
Yeah. We'll have a pint waiting for you. He's determined. He's rolling himself out.
Ah, poor lad. He'll never make it. The road's a long walk and everything's just about to kick off.
Yeah, and he's going the wrong way.
Wrong way where?
Looks like down towards the sea.
Poor bastard. Cleaning himself up. Ah, well. We'll just have to drink his first pint for him.
He's late.
He's dead. It happens. Give him 15 minutes.
Maybe he really isn't coming.
Told you. Not everyone is meant for Dubrak's family. Some people just aren't made of the right stuff.
I told you. Welcome, St. Kilda's favourite son. When we told you that you were late, we didn't mean to keep us waiting. Cutting it a little fine.
Aye, well, Robbie and Georgie Torrance caught me on the way for a light lampooning. Took my only pair of socks too, the wee bastards.
Oh, aye. I'll get you some scran before it's all gone. Casanova.
What? Ah, Angelique. Ah, so good to see you again.
Oh, Lockie, what a fantastic night. And what an excellently tailored skirt. Oh, are we going traditional tonight? You can tell me. I won't tell anyone.
Nope. I'm a modern man. Wow, it's crowded in here.
Of course. Are you excited for your rebirthing?
Aye, I'm honoured. I thought it would take longer. Feel kind of blessed to be allowed, to be honest.
Yes, yes. Oh, you'll be a new man. Soft, supple, oh, virginal,
maybe a bit late for me. What's that, Matthias?
What? Matthias?
He's waving at me. Must be important prep stuff.
Hurry back, darling.
Yep. Matthias.
McGregor.
Let me get you a drink while we go over the preparations.
You should really be prepared already, and you should have been on time. Our most eminent and honoured Andromeda has given you a chance not gifted to many.
Aye, for sure.
Why she has passed over the usual waiting term for a man like yourself is beyond me, but she knows the ways.
Yes, I am honoured, honestly. Sorry for dragging you about, pal, but I was just given a nice wee tour of the island by the Torrances. Know anything about that?
They are a law unto themselves.
Yeah.
But perhaps they just wanted to test you a little? I believe that's what boys' clubs do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you're right, but as the big man around here, I think we should talk about what still counts as harmless fun. Don't you?
Yes, Yes, quite right.
You see, usually I like to do things by myself, but I feel like we haven't had a chance to get to know each other yet, you know? What if we took your fishing boat out one of these days, eh? I saw it on the bay tonight. You know, you do probably need to lock it up better. Any liar and a thief could hotwire it.
You
I hear it's a fast wee motor too. Whew. I mean, you could probably reach the other side of the island in about, 15 minutes? Jump out, shower, dress in your second best shirt, and get here in what, I don't know, 20 minutes? Sound about right?
I don't know what you're implying. In fact, I was asking Andromeda to wait for you, because she says you're ready, and as a direct conduit to the divine, she is incapable of making such a fundamental mistake.
I'm not implying anything, my little chum. But on second thought, maybe you should clean your boat before we go fishing, eh?
What?
That smells like shite, pal. Oi, Georgie, where's my pint and my socks?
Before land and sea lay divided, from the chaos itself, light and dark was created. Initially, these two brothers worked in tandem, carving life from stone of the earth. From the sand of the world, they sculpted those that fly, swim, and walk. However, too soon, Solasok became jealous of his brother. For everything that was made, Dubroc would improve on, adding to each creation his wisdom and cunning. When Solasok made man, he blinded them with his light, forcing them to slave in hot sun and worship him. He exposed every secret with his radiant temper. Man could do nothing by himself. Dubroc the Cunning was overcome with pity. He looked upon man and wished to elevate them. He saw their creativity mirrored his own. First, he created the night to hide them from his brother. Then he wove clouds from the sky to allow them to see. And in his final triumph, he created death and the seas to swallow them up when their toil was over. When Solasok saw his worshippers turning away from his harsh light, he created a prison of earth for his brother, forcing him to watch all those he loved turn back to sand. The light burned every mention of the dark, leaving him rotting and forgotten. But Cunning Dubroc was not to be forgotten. He whispered his name in the secret places, waiting to be found. And he leads us to find him and bring him back. People of Hirta, chosen children of the night, we come to you now.
We hear and receive you.
A lost soul has come to us, tired of wandering. Who will vouch for him?
I vouch. Dubroc brought him to me, and I bring him to you.
Family, do you see our lost brother?
We cannot see him. Bring him into the sight of the moon.
Step forward, son. Into the stone circle.
Oh,
I am here. I wish to be one of you.
Speak, brother!
Take my hands.
Gladly. I reject the light of Solasach and pledge to serve the secrets of the merciful Dubrach. I give up my old ways to work for my brothers and sisters. I give them sanctuary. I shall keep their secrets and they shall keep mine in return.
Lachlan MacGregor, come to us and be forgiven. You have been stumbling all your life. Walking alone, blinded by lights.
Toiling in the hot sun.
Toiling in the hot sun. The sun.
Annie, are you all right?
It's a long speech, that's all. Go from the sun, Andromeda.
The sun? The sun? The sun! The sun! You are the sun. You burn bright. You blind and you obscure.
Andromeda... You're gripping my hands awfully tightly there.
I have seen you, brother, and I will claw my way out of my very grave to find you.
Mary, what's happening?
I don't know.
I will wipe your descendants from the earth and ensure every mention of your filthy name is scrubbed from the minds of those you took from me.
Matthias, what's happening to her?
I'm sure it's part of the plan, Andromeda. Andromeda!
Evrahar Kurrian freezing me. Agus Guchu Menamugs Muku. Agus Nish Hami affecting the Hukachi and Gustafa Quorum. A Kaskworm Nishagosum B. A Freestal Marva. Nad Hul and Hami.
Andromeda's going to throttle him.
Let go of her, you oaf!
I'm not touching her. I don't want to hurt her.
Stop! Andromeda?
My
Annie!
I've got her.
Don't you touch her!
Matthias?
Shh. I've got you. I'm here. Everyone else go home. The party's over.
It's all right, everyone. She's just had a funny turn from overworking. We'll take her home and...
I'll take her home. She needs someone who can actually take care of things.
That's not fair.
All right. I'll help you carry her up the hill.
No! You leave. You've done enough tonight. Georgie will help.
I want to help.
You can help yourself! You don't belong here. No one wants you. Now get out of my way!
But...
Let him go, lad.
I just wanted to...
I know, son. I know.
The Secret of St. Kilda is proud to be a member of the Fable and Folly Network. This episode was written by Naomi Clark and directed by Michael Ireland. Produced by Paddy Gillen, Naomi Clark, and Michael Ireland. Our production assistant and transcriber is the irreplaceable Chloe Hendry. Sound design is by Michael Ireland and Tracy Barnett, and the theme was by Shane Rutherford Jones. The narrator was played by the marvellous Alistair Stewart. Lockie was played by the charming Alan Bergen. Wee Mary was played by the cheeky Erica Sanderson. Andromeda was played by the fearless Maeve de Bruin. Matthias was played by the incorrigible Ben Meredith. Niathi was played by the wonderful Michelle Kelly. Sasha was played by the brilliant Danilo Battistini. Robbie and Georgie were played by utter lads, Dean Kenneth and Shogo Miyakita. Angelique was played by the fabulous Sam Yao. And Harry was played adorably. You can support the show by leaving a review, following us on @thekilda, or subscribing to our Ko-fi for extra behind-the-scenes goodies and ad-free versions of the show. Thank you, and we'll see you on St. Kilda.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Graham Shapiro is a decent man.
Gideon Media's hit sci-fi thriller, Give Me Away, returns.
There's a lot of people screaming in that prison right now.
So screen me. Just know up front, I'm going to have input.
What happened? Are you all right?
Dad.
Tell us everything.
It seems like you want to scare us into thinking you're going to let us starve.
But should your treatment of us ever cause this decent man to let me off the leash again, anything is possible.
Give Me Away Season 2, starting April 11th.